local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A cold start to your Tuesday morning. 27 at the airport, 30 degrees at our studios at airport at I-65. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just 1 minute. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning from the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department say they're clear. Broad and Spice Pond, they've got an accident left the road. State troopers are heading there now. Looks good across the Bayway, the Causeway. No delays so far as traffic for the 1065 split. Airport, Spring Hill, Dolphin at 65. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. You know they're open 7 days a week in Mobile on Government Boulevard and now Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be cold with temperatures in the mid-40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-20s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and not as cold with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FINEBA, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that sky.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Dr. Bill for a full weather discussion around 7:35. Talk about some rain this week, but beautiful weather by the weekend. That's coming up this morning in just a little bit. Plus, sports on the way with Dalton.
Yeah, it's Senior Bowl week, and Jalen Hurts will be wearing a special helmet with a nod to his Alabama fans and Oklahoma fans when he takes the field for practice in the game on Saturday.
All right, Mobile Police Department investigating a homicide at a gas station at the corner of Airport and University. That would be the third murder of the year for the city of Mobile. We'll get more details coming up on that. Plus, Mobile City Council to discuss passenger rail service today in that finance committee meeting. And the laziest states in America, CDC has numbered those, so we'll talk about what makes a lazy state and kind of where we rank on that that list.
Doesn't sound promising.
Yeah, it's probably not the greatest story for the South on that. And also in Washington, of course, today they're back at it in the Senate, and in a 171-page memorandum, the White House legal team is out with its basic arguments against the House's impeachment of President Trump. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
The White House legal team is moving with the Dershowitz defense that, quote, an impeachable offense requires a violation of established law that inflicts sufficiently egregious harm on the government. And later there's a section of argument titled, the Senate may not consider allegations not charged in the articles of impeachment. That seems to settle the president's lawyers against calling new witnesses, if not witnesses entirely. There have been times Mr. Trump has tweeted and spoken about the need to call Hunter Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff to testify. And there are sections seemingly right from the president's own arguments about it being, quote, entirely appropriate to ask about possible Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election, as well as it being, quote, appropriate for President Trump to ask President Zelensky about the Biden-Burisma affair. emphasis on the word ask, versus aid to Ukraine being contingent on those investigations. The articles of impeachment are charges of abuse of power and obstructing the congressional investigations into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Whatever the outcomes from those actions, one of the Trump team lawyers, famed legal analyst Alan Dershowitz, says it doesn't matter since he will argue there was no crime. Dershowitz pressed on MSNBC Monday.
Do you believe Donald Trump abused the power of his office? Yes or no?
That's irrelevant because my view is that abuse of
power. You're his attorney, one of them. I don't think that's irrelevant.
It's a political argument that's made by opponents against all presidents. So abuse of power can never be a criteria for impeaching or removing a president.
The president tweeting out anger at the idea of new witnesses possibly being called. They didn't want John Bolton and others in the House. They were in too much of a rush. Now they want them all in the Senate. Not supposed to be that way. However, House committees that looked into the Ukraine matter at the heart of the impeachment did consider subpoenas for Bolton and others, but the aides were told by the White House to not appear, and courts are still dealing with subpoena fights between the two branches that go back to the Mueller report. Now the former National Security Advisor says he would appear if called by the Senate. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Just going to run through what is going to go on today. So they get started at noon our time in the Senate, and we'll have some of the coverage of that during Midday Mobile as Majority Leader Mitch McConnell trying to make it as speedy as possible. So look for a couple things. Under the four-page ground rules McConnell's office released yesterday afternoon, senators face marathon sessions during a bitterly fought constitutional process with political risk for all. This from the folks over at Axios. Said senators didn't make dinner plans this week and expect to be in the chamber until early morning hours on several days. Chief Justice John Roberts is presiding, and the cell phone ban on the Senate floor that's been overlooked in recent years is expected to be enforced in earnest. No cell phones. That means there's none of them. What were they playing games last time?
Were they doing
Tetris Kavanaugh or something like that? That they were showing pictures of senators on those committees. So no cell phone. Mm-hmm. And sit there quietly for 12 hours. Wow. Each day will begin with the archaic proclamation. Here's the quote. Quote, all persons are commanded to keep silence on pain of imprisonment, end quote.
Do you know how hard that is for politicians to keep silent?
They're gonna have to be silent, and they don't have their smartphones. They will be asleep.
So when there are...
Anybody want to take a wager on senators falling asleep?
I'm not going to bet you on that.
I mean, because they have no, they can't say anything, mm-hmm. so they can't even be thinking in their head what their response would be,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have a smartphone to be tweeting or doing something to, so they're going to sit there.
And they'll be working long days.
I think we're going to have, we need a cam set there in the august body of the Senate that's focused on, like, just travel around to see which senators fall asleep.
So when there are inevitably leaks, when we mm-hmm. turn on the TV tonight and tomorrow night and we see exactly what went on during these hearings, mm-hmm. you know, who are they going to go after anyone? That's what I want to know.
Well, I wonder if senators will have their aides watching and then have some kind of code, like if I pull my earlobe, tweet this, if I rub my nose, yes, this means this. Today is all about the procedural fights. Democrats are trying to force the Senate to allow new witnesses and documents. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer called McConnell's roadmap deeply unfair, and any senator that votes for McConnell's resolution will be voting to hide information and evidence from the American people, said Schumer. McConnell's plan is this. The Senate will vote today on rules for the trial. Opening arguments will start tomorrow. House Democratic managers and President Trump's defense team will each be given up to 24 hours over 2 days. Wow. Senators will then have 16 hours to submit their questions to Justice Roberts. After the question and answer period, the Senate will vote on whether to consider and debate witness subpoenas. If the Senate votes yes, each side can move to subpoena witnesses. Ultimately, the Senate will vote on whether to convict the president and remove him from office. So a little bit of what's going on today in Washington. We'll follow this and talk about it more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. 7:15, we'll check news with WKRG next.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hardworking folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at
605-675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating the city's third homicide of the year. That crime happened last night around 11 o'clock at a gas station near Airport and University. The body of the victim was seen in the parking lot. We're working to get more information from Mobile police this morning. Opening statements are expected in the triple murder trial in Pensacola. Donald Hartung is accused of three counts of first-degree murders in the deaths of his mother and his two half-brothers. The murders happened in 2015. Family members believe money was a motive. A man was found shot to death inside his car in Pensacola near Pipeline Road. 1 week later, no arrests have been made. Now the victim's family is asking for help. Investigators say Julio Jacinto was in his white BMW last Monday night. He was driving home from work. Surveillance pictures show a dark-colored Dodge pickup truck that could be connected to that crime. Now Jacinto's family is asking others to share those pictures of the truck to help find his killer. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
A special Senior Bowl helmet for Jalen Hurts. Two transfer quarterbacks choose their next teams, and Auburn basketball falls in the Associated Press Top 25. It's 7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It's Senior Bowl week in Mobile. The players and coaches are all in town and will begin their week of practice this afternoon at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Last night, Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy made a special presentation to Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts. Hurts will likely draw thousands of Alabama and Oklahoma fans at Saturday's game. He spent his first 3 years with the Crimson Tide before transferring to Oklahoma for his final season. Because of that, Nagy presented Hurts with a helmet that is half Alabama and half Oklahoma. On the Alabama side of the helmet, Jalen's number 2 is displayed, and the OU logo on the Oklahoma side. The equipment company Rydell didn't stop there. They made another helmet just like the one that Hurts will wear this week. It'll be auctioned off as a fundraiser for a charity that's very close to Hurts' heart. Whoever buys the helmet at the auction on Thursday night at Moe's Original Barbecue in downtown Mobile will be donating to Special Spectators. It's a charity that gives sick children the opportunity to go to sporting events VIP style. Hurts and the South team will take the field at Ladd Peebles for practice this afternoon at 1, followed by the North team at 3. In college football transfer news, former Florida quarterback Felipe Franks is headed to Arkansas. Franks began the 2019 season as the Gators starter before he suffered a season-ending injury in September. Since 2016, Franks has appeared in 27 games for Florida, starting at quarterback in 24 of those games. He threw for over 4,500 yards with 38 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. Houston graduate transfer quarterback De'Eriq King announced yesterday that he's committed to Miami. King reportedly also considered transferring to Arkansas, LSU, and Maryland. King announced in September after Houston's fourth game that he would redshirt the remainder of the 2019 season and return in 2020 to Houston. Under current rules, players are allowed to play up to four games in the season without losing their redshirt. King changed course last week when he announced during the national championship game that he had entered the transfer portal. In NFL news, the Tennessee Titans will have to rebuild their coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball. Defensive coordinator Dean Pease announced yesterday that he's retiring after 47 years coaching football, including 16 in the NFL. His decision came the day after the Titans' 35-24 loss to Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. Pease spent 10 seasons as a defensive coordinator with the Baltimore Ravens and New England Patriots before he joined the Titans. He's one of eight defensive coordinators in NFL history to coach in a Super Bowl with two different teams. And Tennessee Titans defensive backs coach Kerry Combs is returning to Columbus after being named the defensive coordinator at Ohio State. The 58-year-old came to the Titans when Mike Vrabel accepted the head coach position. Combs previously worked at Ohio State as the cornerbacks coach, special teams coordinator, and assistant defensive coordinator. He'll succeed Jeff Hafley as the defensive coordinator and secondary coach. In college basketball, Auburn and Kentucky are still the only ranked SEC teams in the latest AP Top 25 poll. Both dropped from where they were last week. Auburn fell from undefeated and ranked fourth to number 16 after losing in back-to-back blowouts to Alabama and Florida. Kentucky fell from number 10 to number 15 after losing to South Carolina last week. That was the Wildcats' fourth loss of the season. LSU, Florida, and Arkansas each received some votes, not enough to get them in the top 25. And Baylor is the new number one ranked team. They're the seventh top ranked team this season, which matches the all-time record from 1983. 722 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be cold with temperatures in the mid-40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-20s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and not as cold with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. For a while now, you've been hearing me talk about what the MSA does and how we're the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events. And we thank you for your support. With this being Reese's Senior Bowl week, the Mobile Sports Authority would like to welcome all players, coaches, scouts, officials, agents, and families to our beautiful area. We hope you enjoy your stay in Mobile, and we wish all the players good luck as they follow their NFL dream. For more info, visit SeniorBowl.com. Go all out. We do.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Once again, state troopers on the scene at Braun and Spice Pond. It's going to be an accident where a car left the roadway. No major delays over the Bayway either causeway. Daphne, Spanish Ford looking good. And again, northbound 65, you'll see the delays coming off of Airport. Also, Moffitt, Spring Hill 65, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing for up to 60 months or up to $4,800 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5. This segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. So the holidays are over. It's a brand new year. And if you're thinking about the high interest credit cards you used over the holidays, probably think about those bills that will be coming due as well. Here's a way to ease your mind. You could pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. So let's compare and contrast. Average rate, 20% APR nationally. 20% APR nationally, 5.95% APR with auto pay with LightStream. Plus, there are no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. And the application is so quick and easy, you can apply right from your phone. Folks at LightStream believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get that discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan. Website, LightStream.com/Sullivan, SullivanSullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way with a forecast. Includes a little bit of rain, but this weekend ahead.
Looking good.
Looks fantastic. So Senior Bowl, you've got I'll give you the sneak preview if you haven't heard yet. Senior Bowl forecast looks really, really nice. Sunny and high in the 60s. Got practice this week,
mm-hmm.
right? So with Thursday, looks like the tough day. We'll talk to Dr. Bill about that.
Yeah, so they've got practice this afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, and Thursday afternoon. And Thursday looking maybe the sketchiest of all the
mm-hmm.
days. But other than that, I mean, you can't ask for much better weather on Senior Bowl week.
Who do you think's going to win?
I think it'll be a tie. Actually, I don't know. These games, you really have no idea. But
right.
South, I think they've got the two best quarterbacks there. You got Justin Herbert from Oregon and Jalen Hurts. And I know the crowd will be pulling for Hurts. So
yeah.
It'll be interesting. And I'm really excited to see all these guys down here in Mobile not just play on Saturday, but prepare through the entire week.
So CDC will be surprised, though, because CDC has put their list out of laziest states in the union, and like they're all clustered here in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Centers for Disease Control ran a study here. They did a survey, combined data from 2015 through 2018 based on telephone interviews conducted by both federal and state health officials, and found the South had the highest levels of physical inactivity, with 28% of adults responding no to this question. You ready for the question?
Yeah, what's the question?
During the past month, other than your regular job, did you participate in any physical activities or exercises such as running, calisthenics, golf, gardening, or walking for exercise?
Okay. Not even golfing. Wow.
It's golf.
I mean, but you don't even get out to walk the course.
No, it says, 28% of folks in the South responded nope to that question. Coming in second, the Northeast at 25.6%, Midwest and the West followed behind at 25% and 20.5%, respectively. In particular, seven states, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Kentucky, reported the highest levels of inactivity. Hey, where's West Virginia on this? Hey, CDC. In these states, 30% or more of adults were physically inactive. Colorado, Washington, Utah, Oregon, and the District of Columbia were the most active in the nation, with less than 20% physical inactivity levels, according to their findings. So,
see, in West Virginia, they're working out. They're just smoking and drinking Mountain Dew while they're working out.
It's true. Multitasking. That's how the folks there are. Multitaskers from way on back. Also, if we have time, we might get this in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll revisit this Instagram. A guy on Instagram had a bunch of followers, 320,000 Instagram followers, and asked his followers to name their state's least favorite state.
Okay.
So which state does your state hate the most? It's a pretty interesting list. We'll get to that coming up. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The man accused of shooting a gas station clerk committed the crime while on probation. 34-year-old Reginald Blevins was released late last year after pleading guilty to murdering Joey O'Brien back in 2013. A day before the shooting, the Mobile County District Attorney's Office revoked his probation. Blevins could be in court later this week. Mobile Fire Rescue says a fire at a duplex on Spring Hill Avenue was accidental. They say an outside breaker sparked that fire late Monday night, which quickly spread to the attic. Everyone was able to get out safely. No one was was hurt. Fairhope police are expected to release more information after arresting a teenager for child pornography. 19-year-old Jordan Williams was arrested over the weekend after an alleged victim reported him. Williams faces 19 charges, including possession, distribution, and production of pornography with minors. He was in jail on a $500,000 bond. Players will be back on the field as they get ready for the Senior Bowl. There are just 5 days until the big matchup. The South team will hit the field first, the practice starting at 1 this afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is kicking off the new year with a brand new store in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and an incredible deal on Liberty's USA 30. The USA 30 has a flexible interior with 40 minutes of fire protection for only $899. Right now, save $200, but hurry because quantities are limited. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile, and the new location, 3663 Sangatti Boulevard in D'Iberville.
President Trump speaking to world economic leaders in Switzerland.
The United States is now by far the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world, by far. It's not even close. While many European countries struggle with crippling energy costs, the American energy revolution is saving American families $2,500 every year.
Trump says America's economic turnaround has been nothing short of spectacular. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer describes plans in the impeachment trial by Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The rules he proposed are really a national disgrace.
Schumer says the case is proceeding in ways that won't allow for documents or witnesses to be brought in, citing that the GOP is afraid of a fair trial. The first several days of the Senate impeachment trial, beginning today, are expected to be entangled in primarily procedural motions. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. This past year has seen strong economic performance and nearly full employment, but has not fostered a sense of trust in institutions. According to the Edelman Trust Barometer, no institution is fully trusted despite the strong economy, leading to something called the trust paradox. According to Edelman, the paradox is driven by a sense of unfairness, inequality of income, and fear about the future. Edelman surveyed over 33,000 people around the world and found two-thirds of respondents do not believe they will be better off in 5 years. Capacity among airlines, concerning how many free seats a carrier has available on a flight, is currently tight in Europe, which should benefit airlines but be challenging for airports. HSBC says capacity should remain flat in Europe over the winter, while capacity growth over the summer will depend on the return to service of Boeing 737 MAX. Tight capacity would mean higher revenue for European airlines. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And cold morning, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, so far at the airport now, 26 degrees. And so we've got some very cold temperatures all across the region now, with the most areas around 26, 27 to 28 degrees. And we're going to see one more night of this big cold wave that now covers the eastern half of the nation. Fortunately, the heart of that cold wave did not drop all the way to the Gulf Coast, or else we would have been quite a bit colder. But still, that's plenty of cold weather for the Gulf Coast, with readings down into the mid-20s. Today, we're going to stay in the 40s for a high temperature, about 46 degrees this afternoon. The normal high is 61, so we are way below normal. The good thing is plenty of sunshine today, but the wind's still out of the north, around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now, tonight, mostly clear with a light wind. We'll get down into the mid-20s, so likely get to 26, maybe even 25 degrees tonight. And then tomorrow, a little bit of a warm-up, up to 52 degrees and partly cloudy. After that, we've got some rain in the forecast. Storm system coming out of Texas on Thursday, so we can look for cloudy skies Thursday with a good chance for showers, high in the upper 50s. And the rain will continue Thursday night, then moving out early on Friday. Friday will be mostly sunny, a high around 60. And then the weekend looks good with dry weather, sunny skies, and 62 on Saturday, and then in the low 60s and partly cloudy on Sunday.
All right, so what you're saying, frankly, is that for Senior Bowl Saturday, it will be sunny and in the 60s.
That's exactly right.
Y'all make a note.
Unbelievable.
make a note of that. That's the kind of stuff that'll make it in. I'm sure that will be like at least two or three pages of next year's Mobile Weather Marine Almanac.
But we've got that good weather, by the way, for the weekend's going to stay right into Monday, with temperatures again in the low 60s and plenty of sunshine. Low temperatures over the weekend will be around 40 to 45 degrees, which is close to normal.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast right here at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic and the ride in with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we discuss the festival business with Reeves Price, who's running the show at Hangout Festival. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
The Roberts Brothers Charitable Fund is a nonprofit program that provides financial and emotional support for Gulf Coast families that have endured the loss of a child. The Charitable Fund gives Roberts Brothers the chance to give back to our community. Visit robertsbrotherscharity.com for more information and to donate today.
The number of moving parts that Reeves Price and his team need to control is mind-boggling. It ranges from the ease of an attendee to get something to eat, to the turning radius of an 18-wheeler, to the interior of an artist's trailer being covered in AstroTurf. You heard that right. Reeves has to woo artists, attendees, vendors, and work with the host city. And one bolt of lightning on the horizon, and it's over. It's not a job for the faint of heart. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5. Or the podcast, available now at cammarston.com.
Familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service, utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
From the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center in Axton and Broad and Spice Pond, officers are there. It's a car off the road, so be careful. Westbound lanes of the Bayway, traffic starting to build as you're traveling downtown near the tunnel. Also finding heavier traffic off of Old Shell, Spring Hill and 65, and Tanner Williams and Snow. The Treadleston Room, located inside the Battle House, has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. And remember, when dining at the Treadleston Room at the Battle House, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Online at FMTalk1065.com. Great place to get our top stories of the day. Also, check out podcasts. Specifically, also, if you want to get podcasts from the candidates running for office here in Alabama for federal jobs or state jobs, those will be up the whole way through the primary and into the general. One of the top news stories of the day, I think this is great news, and it is interesting to me. Just and maybe it's up for, it's not rhetorical, it's up for disagreement if you think. The way the news coverage was so ramped up going into the event in Richmond yesterday, and the second that, thank God, it was peaceful and a peaceful expression of First Amendment rights about Second Amendment rights. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
The media coverage went, whoop,
yeah,
like it didn't exist.
I will give props to some of the media organizations online that wrote articles that usually don't you know give credence where it's due. They put that it was a peaceful rally. Not all of them, but some of them put that 22,000 rallied in Virginia.
Yeah, I think that's
yesterday.
The story. That's what I'm saying. It's not even the it's. I think they should, not that they should continue all their coverage if there's nothing going on, but they should say, you know, hey, we're here live in Richmond, and you know, this has been a peaceful event,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and talk about that for just one tenth of what they did ramping up into it, expecting it to be violent.
I read that there was only one person arrested,
what
and
were
that,
they arrested
that
for?
Was for wearing a mask, which I guess was illegal. But you know, I saw a bunch of pictures yesterday of people wearing. You know, cold gear masks
right. And
other kinds of masks. So I'm surprised that if they were willing to arrest one person over that, they didn't arrest more. But how impossible does that seem to get 22,000 people in one place and only arrest one? Pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, check that out. What's Hangout Festival? What's the arrest?
Yeah.
Get about, you know, 30-something thousand. How many arrests they have there? So, no, it was a, once again, you don't have to agree with any of the sides or one side or the other side or whatever. What I prayed for is it would be peaceful, mm-hmm. and it was, and I want to give credence to that, too, because there's so much attention going into that event yesterday in Richmond. And then when it didn't turn out violent, then all of a sudden it seemed like, oh, well, let's move on to something else.
Yep.
I want to give attention to the fact that it can be done, and it's one of the beauties of our republic. The protest, whether you like it or not, and it's done peacefully, that's what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. And be honest, how many of you were looking at the pictures of yesterday's rally and saying, ooh, that looks like a cool gun. I'd like to have that one.
Yeah, but I just... yes, but dragging out your firearms to, I don't know. I mean, it's for some people, I think it's a tactical disadvantage, I'm just going to say. But I'll leave it that way.
Well, you don't have any, right? Or you might have some?
Maybe. I probably don't. I probably don't know which end you jam the musket ball in. I don't even know how things work. 744 FM Talk 106.5. Also coming up in sports, it's a beautiful forecast for a very big Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's Senior Bowl week. Right now, the players are getting weighed, and they're getting their height measurements, and they've been through physicals. And Jalen Hurts last night gets a special presentation from the executive director, Jim Nagy, and gives him a helmet that he'll be wearing this week at practice. And this weekend, and it's a helmet that will make both Sooners fans and Crimson Tide fans happy.
I'll get to that in just a second. And parts of Puerto Rico are still shattered from that December earthquake, and now tensions are rising after hurricane relief supplies. Remember President Trump talking about this from 2 years ago were found sitting in a warehouse. John Loring from Westwood One with more.
Puerto Ricans on the streets of San Juan Monday night calling for the resignation of Governor Juan de Vazquez. This unrest comes days after supplies sent 2 years ago after Hurricane Maria were found in a warehouse on Puerto Rico's southern coast. Hours after the supplies were found, Vazquez fired Puerto Rican Emergency Management Director Carlos Acevedo.
I received a directive from the governor of Puerto Rico to assume control of all the response efforts from the state, and that's what we call incident commander, and that's what I'm executing.
Puerto Rican General Jose Reyes says unexpired items are now being distributed.
We are also in coordination with other municipalities because there are a lot of equipment here that can be utilized and prepared for preparedness in preparation for the upcoming hurricane season.
Dozens of aftershocks and tremors from December's earthquakes have damaged parts of Puerto Rico over the past few weeks. That's forced thousands of residents to temporarily live in outdoor shelters.
Fear knocked on my door, but I opened the door and I confronted it, you know, and I'm still alive.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Styx River Shooting Center is now accepting new memberships for 2020. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Styx River Shooting Center has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Styx River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating the city's third homicide of the year. That crime happened last night around 11 o'clock at a gas station near Airport and University. The body of the victim was seen in the parking lot. We're working to get more information from Mobile police this morning. Opening statements are expected in the triple murder trial in Pensacola. Donald Hartung is accused of three counts of first-degree murders in the deaths of his mother and his two half-brothers. The murders happened in 2015. Family members believe money was a motive. A man was found shot to death inside his car in Pensacola near Pipeline Road. 1 week later, no arrests have been made. Now the victim's family is asking for help. Investigators say Julio Jacinto was in his white BMW last Monday night. He was driving home from work. Surveillance pictures show a dark-colored Dodge pickup truck that could be connected to that crime. Now Jacinto's family is asking others to share those pictures of the truck to help find his killer. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
A special edition Senior Bowl helmet for Jalen Hurts. Two transfer quarterbacks choose their next schools. And Auburn basketball falls in the Associated Press Top 25. It's 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. And it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It's Senior Bowl week in Mobile. The players and coaches are all in town and will begin their week of practice this afternoon at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Last night, Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy made a special presentation to Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts. Hurts will likely draw thousands of Alabama and Oklahoma fans at Saturday's game. He spent his first 3 years with the Crimson Tide before transferring to Oklahoma for his final season. And because of that, Nagy presented Hurts with a helmet that is half Alabama and half Oklahoma. On the Alabama side of the helmet, Jalen's number 2 is displayed and the OU logo on the Oklahoma side. The equipment company Rydell didn't stop there. They made another helmet just like the one that Hurts will wear this week. It'll be auctioned off as a fundraiser for a charity very close to Hurts' heart. Whoever buys the helmet at the auction on Thursday night at Moe's Original Barbecue in downtown Mobile will be donating to Special Spectators. The charity gives sick children the opportunity to go to sporting events VIP style. Hurts and the South team will take the field at Ladd Peebles for practice this afternoon at 1, followed by the North team at 3. In college football transfer news, former Florida quarterback Felipe Franks is headed to Arkansas. Franks began the 2019 season as the Gators' starter before he suffered a season-ending injury in September. Since 2016, Franks has appeared in 27 games for Florida, starting 24 at quarterback. He threw for over 4,500 yards with 38 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. Houston graduate transfer quarterback De'Eriq King announced yesterday that he has committed to Miami. King reportedly also considered transferring to Arkansas, LSU, and Maryland. He announced in September after Houston's fourth game that he would redshirt the remainder of the 2019 season and return to Houston in 2020. Under current rules, players are allowed to play up to four games in a season without losing their redshirt. King changed course last week when he announced during the national championship game that he had entered the transfer portal. In NFL news, the Tennessee Titans will have to rebuild their coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball. Defensive coordinator Dean Pease announced yesterday that he's retiring after 47 years coaching football, including 16 in the NFL. His decision came the day after the Titans' 35-24 loss to Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. Pease spent 10 seasons as a defensive coordinator with the Baltimore Ravens and New England Patriots before he joined the Titans. He's one of eight defensive coordinators in NFL history to coach in a Super Bowl with two different teams. And Titans defensive backs coach Kerry Combs is returning to Columbus, Ohio, after he was named the defensive coordinator at Ohio State. The 58-year-old came to the Titans when Mike Vrabel accepted the head coaching position. Combs previously worked at Ohio State as the cornerbacks coach, special teams coordinator, and assistant defensive coordinator. He'll succeed Jeff Hafley as the defensive coordinator and secondary coach. Hafley left the Buckeyes to become the head coach at Boston College. In college basketball, Auburn and Kentucky are still the only ranked SEC teams in the latest AP Top 25 poll. Both dropped from where they were last week. Auburn fell from undefeated and ranked fourth to number 16 after losing in back-to-back blowouts to Alabama and Florida. Kentucky fell from number 10 to number 15 after losing to South Carolina last week. That was the Wildcats' fourth loss of the season. LSU, Florida, and Arkansas each received some votes, not enough to get them in the top 25. And Baylor is the new number one ranked team. They're the seventh top-ranked team this season, which matches the all-time record from 1983. It's 7:51. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Just as Mobile is the birthplace of the original Mardi Gras, OMG1703.com is the birthplace of the original Mardi Gras apparel. Live every day like it's Mardi Gras in our super soft shirts and great hats at OMG1703.com.
For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Again, we're finding heavier traffic as traffic westbound lanes along the Bayway, also off of Airport, Greenlight and Hillcrest, Schillinger Road. If you're traveling Tanner, Williams, and Snow, that's where the delays are, but no new wrecks in the roadways. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone, from the independent art, books, and clothing to the oddity items. See them online at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next three decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollars safe and secure. So, on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be cold with temperatures in the mid-40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-20s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and not as cold with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
7:55, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Quinn Hilliard joins us shortly, and the text line's open for you at 343-0106. Actually, those are the good digits to memorize, maybe have in your contacts list on your smartphone there for FM Talk 106.5, 343-0106. If you're listening to a show, want to text in or call in, 40-some-odd hours a week of live shows emanating right here from the FM Talk 106.5 studios. You may have to comment at some point. I understand that, and that's why that number is important. It's also good to win fabulous prizes, and another chance for you to win tickets to the 7th annual Joy of Life Mardi Gras Ball benefiting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. This event taking place Saturday, February 1st. It is a big Mardi Gras party. It is at the Daphne Civic Center. I'm one of the MCs of this event. I know the FM Talk 106.5 crew. We got a big table there. We're going to be there. There's an auction going on, entertainment by Flyby Radio doing the music. It is white tie. It's a Mardi Gras ball, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, you can get your tickets if you go to joyoflifegulfcoast.org, joyoflifegulfcoast.org. Go there and get your tickets. I think you can do that up till, I think, maybe a couple days beforehand. Get them there. I'd love to see you there. Of course, the benefit St. Jude, but you get to have the fun at a Mardi Gras ball Saturday, February 1st, the Joy of Life Mardi Gras ball. Or you can be caller number 6 right now, and I got a pair of tickets for you and a friend to go. Phone number 343-0106, 343-0106, caller number 6, got a pair of tickets for you to join us on February 1st at the Joy of Life Ball benefiting St. Jude. So good luck, caller number 6, and we will be seeing you out there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be a good time.
We're going to get you in some tails.
Yeah, finally.
All right. Dalton's going to be in. I mean, why wouldn't you go just to witness Dalton in tails?
I mean, that's an event in itself.
That's for sure. I got to figure out if I can get in my tails. And I look at them. They hang there in the closet. And I look at them and the tux, and I go, I don't want to depress myself and try those on, but I'm going to have to do that shortly.
You might have to depress yourself.
Yes.
Get them on.
Literally. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Y'all stay close.